In Oroville, they have been concentrating on the powers of the mother.
On the same power of the mother. So today is peace, and tomorrow is sincerity again. So we will continue the whole December, and we will go also in the new year. Every day, one of the powers of the mother.
The 11th is equality?
11th is equality, yes. And then the 12th has peace.
On Tuesday night, or during the last two Tuesdays at Savitri Bhavan, at least three people have had the experience of the body becoming absolutely rigid. And one lady was embarrassed and apologized to me for not being able to stand up for the last Om. Sri Aurobindo speaks about this in Savitri, and I've sent that to you. First time he says that the body is motionless on a pedestal of prayer. He also calls it a stone still figure. He also says other things about this experience of the solidity of the body when the force is descending. And one lady who we all know very well, Kayananda, said from her legs down, it was a solid block of experience. She could not move the body. And these are experience, and people are writing to me all the time about these transcendent experiences they're having. A young lady from Belgium has just written to me a long letter, and she says, I'm still living in that. So we must go higher and higher, opening out to the divine, to the force of Mother and Sri Aurobindo, and allow ourselves to simply be instruments through which the new music can descend. In these human bodies that we think are all separate, and yet Mother has said we're all part of a group soul that has descended to help in her work, to realize this more and more. And as I read a week ago from Hazrat Inayat Khan, music is, well, to him at least, and to many, the highest way and the fastest way of opening the psychic being. Flowers are another way, there are many ways, but music is one of the highest. So I ask you to concentrate deeply tonight. We won't be too concerned about perfection of sound just yet. As I was saying to some friends, you know, it's not possible for me to go deeper and deeper each week, because we always have so many new people and they're not musicians. So we do what we can, the best that we can, offering ourselves with joy and with gratitude and with humility. Thank you. we don't let go. Last week we did a diatonic scale and everyone held their note. It was unbelievable. So we have to practice that here. Holding your tone. I wouldn't use the word against all the others, but with the other sounds and harmonies. Easy one. Exercises. Warm up the instrument. Prepare it.
ma 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 ma. Now all of you should be stronger than me, because I'm not in my 20s or 30s or 40s or 50s or 60s. Ma
ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma.
Good exercise, good work, and And now, when we begin the Om, we have to let the Divine do the work. All we must be is an open instrument. An open instrument, somewhat prepared through these exercises each week, but more than that, selfless, not attempting to be louder than anyone else, but aspiring to unite with each voice in the room, to be truly one with the vibration of each soul. No, I have a tuning fork here. Everything is vibrations. This is tuned to, I believe it's an American standard, 440. Is Europe 442 now? I think it is. 448? A 442. It's a little higher than American standard.
That's if the Baroque music or...
Okay. This is an A. Somebody's not quite getting it. I never point to anyone, but we were so good in the beginning. Just listen to that note and try to replicate it. And if you don't feel that you quite have it, just sing a little more quietly. Who can repeat the note for me?
to be one with the Eternal. It's also to live in the Eternal and in His presence and from His infinite nature. Sayujya, Salukya, Samipya, and Sandrishya. These four together are one way of being and one perfection. To live in the Eternal is also to live with the Eternal within us. Whosoever consciously inhabits his being, his conscious presence inhabits. Gods live and move and act in us when we live and move and act in Him. one in all ways of thy being with that which is the highest. This is yoga. To be one in all ways of thy being with that which is the all. This is yoga. To be one in thy spirit and with thy understanding and thy heart, in all thy members with the God in humanity, this is yoga. To be one with all nature and all beings, this is yoga. All this is to be one with God in his transcendence and his cosmos and all that he has created in his being. depends on this. When one thinks that it is the most important thing in his life, that's all. It is when truly it becomes the most important thing in one's life, when all the rest seems to have lost all taste, all interest, all importance. When one feels within that one is born for this, that one is here upon earth for this, and that it is the only thing that truly counts, then that is enough.
Stand for the last Om. I feel that very often the bodies are tired. Not everyone is a singer, and we've done a lot in our exercises. So let us, in this last Om, just open our being. Let the Lord sing through, and perhaps very quietly tonight, just merge into that consciousness, beauty, and power, and love of the divine.